Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to this October 1st, 2008 worldwide transmission. Former Minnesota Governor Jesse Ventura will be joining us coming up in the next hour. And he was going to announce this on my show going back a week ago today. But Time Warner put out a press release before he was able to come on the air here. He thought they were going to be announcing it at the end of this week, so he could announce it here today, but it's really not that big of a deal, but it's interesting that he's doing a TV pilot for a TV pilot that was originally pitched in my name by just a production company, but I'm glad to see it's getting done. He's also involved in some other things, but I don't know if we're going to talk about that today on air with him in 1 hour. We'll see if Jesse Ventura wants to get into that. We also have a huge guest of the same level as Jesse Ventura coming on the radio show for their maiden virgin voyage with us today. And that is coming up in a few hours. So we'll tell you a little bit more about that later. Obviously, in the meantime, I want to cover financial news. And I do want to give the listeners a chance to chime in on all the different flavors of propaganda, the different types of propaganda and brainwashing we're seeing from the controlled corporate media. I, again, watched television for about 45 minutes this morning in the garage while I was working out. Now, I watch television through clips online. And maybe once a week I'll watch a movie on TV, but not even really anymore. I never have time. But I really don't watch news itself from, you know, show to show, program to program. I normally listen to music when I'm working out. But lately, because of the financial crisis that's going on, I want to really watch what the enemy's up to. And let me tell you, it is just unbelievable, off the charts, to watch the lying, the twisting, the spinning, it would the terrorizing of the public, the blaming the public with the $1.2 trillion stock market loss that we witnessed when the, quote, bailout failed on Monday, and then hundreds of points again lost today, erasing gains that were made yesterday. So at this point in time, just look at the track record. The mainstream media lies and spins. They are owned by the very banks that created all of these fraudulent paper instruments that are based on nothing in most cases. Their tenuous connection to substance is to your 401k, to your stocks, to your bank account, and to the fact that they are backed up in many cases by the federal government, which is backed up by our sweat and toil. We, the faith and credit of the United States, means look in the mirror, means us, the people. You got these offshore globalist corporations that have engineered this whole thing. And look, I mean, we're not tooting our horn here. People better pay attention to this radio show and Ron Paul and a few others, who for Ron Paul for 30 years, this radio show for at least a decade, we've been on this financial derivatives bubble. Because as soon as they created these fraudulent instruments and tied them to the economy, to the real economy, anyone who wasn't on the payroll of the New World Order said, my God, this is total servitude. This is indentured servitude they're gearing up. And now we see that process. So I'm going to break it down and take your phone calls in the next segment at 1-800-259-9231.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized the contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try. Free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Cameras are everywhere, above stoplights, on toll booths, and scanning the freeways just waiting to snap a photo of your license plate only to slam you with ridiculous fines. In California, red light tickets are as high as $400. Spray Your Plate is a spray-on photo blocker that protects against all types of cameras. Spray Your Plate photo blocker spray reflects and protects against flash photo images, making your plate unreadable. One can of photo blocker will pay for itself many times over, last forever, and is completely undetectable. You cannot afford to not be protected with Spray Your Plate photo blocker. Call 1-800-276-9601 or go to sprayyourplate.com. That's sprayyourplate.com. All orders are kept strictly confidential. You are no longer defenseless against Big Brother, who is watching us all. Go to sprayyourplate.com or call 800-276-9601. That's 800-276-9601 today. Don't give your money to the state. Spray Your Plate.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are going to have open phones and financial news, some world news, military news as well in this first hour. Then Governor Ventura joins us for a full hour, maybe even longer. I can twist his arm to take some calls. Governor's going to be coming down to Austin in a few weeks. I'll be picking him up at the airport, showing him around for a few days in Austin. We look forward to hanging out. Hopefully, have some time to spend with the listeners, and we'll be telling you about that event coming up. But unfortunately, as fun as that is, and as interesting as that is, that's weird. Alex Jones, Willie Nelson, and Jesse Ventura. I really can't savor that, and I can't savor the fact that our message is becoming completely mainstream. Truth goes through three phases. First, it's ignored. Then it is attacked and ridiculed. Then it is universally accepted as fact. But I can't be pleased with that, because at the end of the day, we still have the New World Order, the trillion-pound gorilla, oozing green slime sitting on top of us, beating us in the head with their propaganda 24-7, telling us how much they love us, and foisting hundreds of gorgeous info babes with glistening lipstick, spewing lies. There are so many lies. They are saying that if the bailout package doesn't pass again today, that the market will then again plunge over $1 trillion, which on its face is economic terrorism. They are putting out the monumental lie that this was all caused by subprime mortgages. No, the global controllers of the financial system 2.5 years ago at Bilderberg meeting in Canada that we covered, and we went on air during June, during Bilderberg and after, and I went on Coast to Coast AM, and we wrote news articles stating on the record that the private banks are now going to pop the global derivatives bubble, starting with subprime mortgages to consolidate smaller banks and the financial architecture of the world. They will then offer as a solution after they engineered the crisis. They are the authors of it. That they would then call for a world government run and regulated by a small inside group of banks. That has now been called for in the Financial Times of London. It has been called for in Der Spiegel. It has been called for by Chancellor Merkel. It has been called for by Prime Minister Brown. It has been called for by Bush. It has been called for in the Wall Street Journal. It has been called for hundreds of places. Exactly what we told you. Exactly. Precisely. And we said within 3 years. What I said, what Jim Tucker said. By the way, I just remembered. Let's get Jim Tucker on. And I know that Estelon just had some twins, I believe, and that's why I've been doing interviews. But we need to just make them come on air and take the credit for being just Pulitzer Prize winners. They should be Pulitzer Prize winners. In fact, they really had the sources. They really broke that. We just conduited it here first on air. But what does that say about us being absolutely, completely, totally, 100% right? What does that say? It says that the Bilderberg Group does run the world. That's what it says. Because all we reported to you was what we basically, well, in some cases, stole out of their meeting. I don't want to get into too many details, and I wasn't involved in it, but Jim and others brag about stealing documents and papers and talking to hotel staff before the meetings are held there, and the hotel staff always says no, and then they hear the evil as they serve these people for 3 days. They immediately come and say, here's everything. Oh, my God, these people are pure evil. They're talking about exterminating 80% of us. They're talking about world government. Oh, my God, they are evil, like you said. Let me, you know, I got it all for you. You understand how big that is, that we have people of courage like Jim Tucker and Daniel Estelon and myself to a lesser degree and many others who go and get arrested, detained, shot at. Jim's been shot at, threatened with prison. I've been threatened with prison that they were going to set me up and put me in prison. I mean, screaming at me for hours after hours after hours, locked up in a little cage in Canada. Remember, it made the newspapers all over the country. It's the only reason they had to release me. Because Jim Tucker, we were able to get a call to him, and he was able to get with the CBC locally and get down there to where we were being held. And they enjoyed having us cornered in there. They enjoyed laughing at us and telling us how they were going to set us up and send us to prison. Imagine those customs police loving to serve a system that is going to destroy their entire future and bring in neo-serfdom and feudalism. You know, we had a guest on yesterday, TV presenter in England, Max Kaiser, and he drew to my attention things that I wasn't even aware of, and then I Googled him, and sure enough, it was true. Did you know that Warren Buffett and a whole bunch of other people have been bragging, saying America is going to be a feudal state, neo-feudalism, neo-serfdom? A term we've used for more than a decade, they're using that term. I don't even know the full magnitude. It's worse than we say. I keep warning listeners. It's worse than we say. Far worse. And we should be talking about what the depression is going to look like in this country. Now, we're hearing a lot of lies. I also monitored San Antonio radio news talk. I monitored Austin news talk and Dallas news talk this morning and driving into work. And it was the same thing that I saw on CNBC, MSNBC, Fox, CNN, CNN headline news. The same fear-mongering I saw when I flipped over to C-SPAN. Just spot-checking it. I'd flip from channel to channel, the same thing. Oh, you know, one presenter was saying on CNBC, one of the info babes, she was saying, oh, I was in an airport and saw people cheering when the bailout fell Monday, but then I was stuck there for an hour and saw them getting upset as they saw the market plunging, and then they were laughing at the viewers, terrorizing them, saying, oh, this is going to pass now because you've learned your lesson. And so they will throw, according to Bloomberg and other financial publications, $5 trillion is what it says. It gets rid of any fractional reserve bankings where they can't leverage 10-to-1 fiat derivatives and loans. Now it's unlimited, but only by a select group of private shareholders in global central banks. And so that means they're going to be able to, with completely rigged rules, not even the illusion of the market and the credit system not being rigged, buy up and take over with regulators and the money they're going to have, the fiat currency, what's left of the financial system and insurance companies and other real corporations in the real economy, what they call Main Street. This is military takeover. This is a financial staged terror attack. And we told you this in June of 2006, and it's covered in Endgame. It's covered in the extras from Endgame that's been out for a year and a half. And this whole crisis supposedly started a year and 3 months ago. So even before the subprime thing happened, we told you a year before that and put a film out months before detailing it all. And I have to hear these people that are part of this neocon, New World Order, government-loving, corporate-loving culture on talk radio going, oh, you want to stand up, former conservative talk show host. Oh, you want to stand up and send over the bailout? Well, you're going to be in a depression then. And now they can say the depression is caused by the American people not bailing things out on Monday. Even if they do the bailout today or tomorrow or next week, it'll always be blamed like smooth hauling, claiming that tariffs that were placed after the depression started months into the crash, they blamed it on that. And now the very enemy media, owned by the bankers that are doing all this, are going to say it was done by the American people and people that lied on their mortgage applications. That's certainly a very small part of it and showed the systemic culture of corruption from the top down. But that is the tail wagging the gigantic dog. We're going to go live at PrisonPlanet.tv in about 42 minutes when Jesse Ventura joins us. We're going to be live throughout most of the show, and when our special guest joins us at 2, Ventura at noon in the second hour, then an hour of phone calls after that, and then the special guest. I like surprises. I know you like surprises. So that's coming up. But it's bittersweet, the fact that I have major magazine editors calling me up saying, I've been listening to you for years, I can't believe it's all true, you're right. The fact that I have pretty big-time CEOs who are in the real economy calling me saying, you know, by that I don't mean $100 million companies, but billion-dollar companies calling and saying, I didn't believe you, but everything you said is true, you're right. This is on a daily basis now. The fact that so many people are now finally paying attention is a very positive thing. But we're now behind the eight ball. We're now late in the game. It's kind of like the dam broke, and I live 10 miles up, and I got on my radio and radioed down to the town below. I said, the dam just broke, 20 feet of fast-moving water coming. It'll be there in 10 minutes. And now people laughed at me, but now they walked outside finally, and they see the water rushing a quarter mile away. They're going, oh, my God, it's true. The water's coming. But there's still people denying the water's coming, even as it begins to overflow their houses. We're going to come back, take phone calls from a whole bunch of folks that are patiently holding. I want to talk about the economy and what's developing on that front and get your take.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to prevent your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They have both maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them both until now, your cash would actually have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call me, John Ballman, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent, self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secret of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
The Senate is set to vote at 7 p.m. Eastern tonight. That's 6 o'clock Central, 5 Mountain. I guess that'd be 4 Pacific. But the bailout itself is a diversion and a distraction financially. What it gives the Treasury is unlimited fractional reserve banking, no limit on fiat imaginary money they can create, and then tie to your bank account, to the currency. And so this signals an absolute death of the dollar. Now, we're seeing something happen right now. Not only is the dollar plunging, the euro is collapsing. And we have always talked about this in the economists we've had on. This will be worldwide. other currencies are going to drop in value. What is a drop in value? It means an inflation of the currency. Because they're involved in the same fractional reserve system. It's simple. A bunch of private bankers came and bought off politicians in 1913 here. They did it in 1815 in England. And even earlier in France and areas of what's Germany and Austria today. And they just created a scam where they can issue basically all the currency they want or all the paper they want. Well, but normally their rule was 10 to 1, 9 to 1. Some countries had higher, some had lower. Some countries 8 to 1, some 10 to 1, some countries 20 to 1. Generally, third world nations do 20 to 1. And, of course, those are banana boat republics and well-known for their corruption. And then confidence is lost and societies fall into disarray and everything falls apart. Well, that's what the elite have said they want. They want to destroy the middle class. And so this bailout only signals more devaluation regardless. And they plan to take it out of our hides. Let's go to Rourke, Bart, Martin, Josh, Frank, and others. Rourke from Texas, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I'd like to sort of finish what I was saying yesterday, if I may. I believe that capitalism is time-release fascism because even with constitutional money, the percentage that the wealthy control ever increases, and as that increases, then they choke off the economy. And then when that happens, you have a collapse. And it doesn't even matter if the money's constitutional. Sure, fractional reserve banking just gives them another tool that makes it faster. But I think even if you take that tool away, it's just going to take longer for the collapse to happen.
But sir, this is not capitalism that we're watching. This is a rigged scam by a sequestered upper-level economy controlled by private banking institutions. And so it's a rigged economy designed for fraud. This is not the term they call capitalism or free market.
But a free market, money is a dirty game. And so then if you say that you're going to have no rules on a dirty game, it's just going to get worse.
Well, no one said there shouldn't be, quote, rules, but they actually use the rules to shut down their competition and then secure the central crime syndicate's operation. But you called over the years repeatedly saying that you have an economic model. So briefly explain to me, Rourke, your economic model of, quote, free manufacturing.
Well, you know, if there is no money, I think everyone would have to work. Capitalism forces you to work indirectly. And if everyone works and companies just fill demand, if the stores are just stocked and you just go and pick stuff up, I think it's possible to make it work. Yeah, it would be a big stretch for everyone mentally.
What are you talking about? I mean, it's so infantile, Rourke. We take your call. That isn't how that operates. You can have, listen, I appreciate your call. I just can't do it. I'm sorry, okay? You can have, say, the designs for a cotton gin and put that out for free. But somebody's got to pay for the paper and the press to print the designs of the cotton gin on the paper. Okay? So that's about as close to a free system as you can get. But then to build the cotton gin, not just get the free plants. Because yesterday you brought this up and the guy we had on said, oh, yeah, like Linux or open source software. But still, you've got to have technicians to run it, to build it, to control it. They've got to get something back to be able to live so they have time to build that and maintain that for you. Okay, so let's say it's 1870. And you live in East Texas, and you want to and you own a piece of property, but under the system, I guess you couldn't. And you want to have a cotton gin. Let's say you have three plans to build a cotton gin. You still got to find a blacksmith to build the parts for you. You've still got to have operators for the cotton gin. You've got to somehow pay them. Everything's just free in the stores. We have to have agreed-upon modes of exchange. God help us. We'll be back with more calls.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
High gasoline prices got you down? Is your vehicle not getting the mileage it used to? Poor quality gasoline and the addition of ethanol plugs your fuel injectors and slowly robs fuel economy. Mechanics charge up to $300 to clean your fuel system. Save your money. Add just one bottle of Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment to clean your fuel system to a like-new condition in only one tankful, and improve your mileage for up to 6 months. Safe for all cars, Protecta Complete Fuel System Cleaner reduces emissions by up to 19%, and that's something we can all live with. Order Protecta Complete Fuel System Cleaner today for only $9.95, and receive Protecta Synthetic Engine Treatment free. That's a $13.95 value. Protecta Engine Treatment also comes with a 200,000-mile limited warranty on your engine. Order now at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Or call 888-873-7371. That's 888-873-7371.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Question: is the world getting better or vastly worse?
A world economic collapse could come any day.
Question: are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs? Question: do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound.
Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited.
Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our doomsday water filter system.
Without water, you die.
It's all online at survivalistseeds.com.
Are you prepared?
That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become
property of the New World Order.
Well, you just had a caller, if you just joined us, named Rourke in Texas. And this is really an illustration of why the elite can engage in so many flagrant crimes at every level of society and every facet of society. And it's because even people that are trying to be informed, even people that have listened to this show for years, he calls every 6 months or so with the same statement, don't understand. I mean, I can't even sell him on the truth. I can't even explain it to him. And the general public thinks this is capitalism. The general public is now blaming capitalism for what's happening, and that is could not be further from the truth. But it's so hard to explain to people. And then he says, that's what Marx and Lenin said. Engels said the same thing, that, they'll just be everything free at the stores. How do you think you get people to mine the materials out of the ground, to build the factories, to pay the employees, to build the roads to the factories, to power the factories, to then package and promote and advertise the products and then ship them to the stores and put the lights on and build the stores and pay the employees and have the policies? We are a complex society. Have you looked at a city from the air? You ever stood up on top of a mountain and, you know, looked down on a city? How complex it is? Yes, you can have a hunter-gatherer society of bands of 20 to 50 people maximum, but you've still got a tribal chief, normally the person that has the best intuition, the best sixth sense, historically in the very primitive hunter-gatherer societies. not even a lot of times the strongest, but who just knew when to move on, who understood where the game, the animals to be hunted would be, the individuals that just had it. And then they would become leaders of the small band. They would end up breeding with the majority of the women, and you would have an advancement in the stronger, more intelligent intellect, genetics being passed on. And call it whatever you want. That, that's a fact. That's how that works. It's called breeding. And the New World Order understands that, so they try to take control of that, and they call it eugenics, and they have effectively, with chemicals, poisoned the public. This is all stated in the water, in the food, and so, we make fun of the public, and we laugh at ourselves, how stupid we are, it's not just ignorant. We're stupid. Because we're brain damaged. And so people who would be incredibly intelligent are just intelligent. People that would just be intelligent are average. People that would be average are stupid, are ignorant. And people that would have just been a low-grade moron are retarded. And it's a fact, ladies and gentlemen. It is an absolute fact. My dad drank well water growing up, and he was the top of his class. That's not true. He was in band and football and did so many extracurricular activities. He was salutatorian. And then he was, judged like the top, in the top six smartest in a big federal government study in Texas and all that kind of stuff. And the other side of my family's all smart. And let me tell you something. Those older people in test scores and everything, not just in how much work they put in, they are innately smarter and have more brain power than I do. And it's because I grew up in Dallas with heavy 2 parts per million sodium fluoridation and the other fluorides they add. You understand that? And by the way, the fluoride and the mercury is altering our DNA. It is damaging it as it's being passed down. So I'm here to tell you, I'm damaged goods. And so are you. And the sooner you stop giving that stuff to your kids, the better. You add a bunch of alcohol on top of it, a bunch of marijuana, a bunch of Prozac. God help your brains. Now, through education, through mental exercises, through study, you can regain much of what you would have been. But you're going to have to work harder. You're going to have to stay focused. Because I chose to study the New World Order, because I chose to study the real political system of the planet, whereas I'm not as good as mathematics or spelling or working on machinery or any of that as some of my family that wasn't brain damaged by the chemical weapons in the water, who grew up on farms, I now have greater knowledge than them, and I have developed systems of thinking which have advanced me past them. But imagine how much further I would be if I hadn't have been chemically damaged. The mind is incredible. And the New World Order knows that, ladies and gentlemen, and they don't want you to be able to grasp what they're doing. Now, I'm going to briefly explain something to you, Rourke. Then I'm going to Bart, Martin, Josh, Frank, and others. We got Jesse Ventura coming up in 22 minutes. All right, a.k.a. James Janos. The elite, I understand, Rourke, you heard about free supply, you heard about mechanized robotic factories so advanced that you will be able to lay around on your hind end all day. And that is actually coming in the manufacturing industrial singularity. There will be many singularities, different steps towards the true singularity, which is a mathematical fact. And you better not want the singularity because it means the end of this species, and it means not even being able to grasp. There is no one on the earth who can grasp all the computer technological systems and how they interface and how they run. And what's happened is humans and human technicians and computer scientists man and oversee with an organic augmentation the computing systems and the artificial neural networks that have been created. And they oversee their different sciences and then attempt to merge those together and are building computer systems that compute and integrate and design other computers, and it's basically already, with the technology we know about, not just the suppressed technology, but the technology that we know about, basically already out of human hands. We might, if we had a full conscience movement towards full disclosure and investigation and control, be able to slow this down. You know, in the past, it took 100 years for major developments to happen. Now it's happening every 6 months. And so, yes, the elite made the decision, as early as I can tell, about 80 years ago, that manufacturing in the future, and they even successfully predicted when that would be, turn of the new century, that they will be able to build robotic mind systems, robotic delivery systems that will even deliver the components of mines, automatic track laying, you know, for the trains, automatic computerized work gangs that will still have some human technicians and programmed machines, robots that will also service those. But then the elite said, well, why do we need to keep building all this and keep making all of this for the general public? They're a bunch of scum. They're a bunch of trash, in their words. We need to get rid of them, and that's why Bill Joy and others have written articles for Wired Magazine like Why the Future Doesn't Need Us. And Bill Joy is worth billions and billions of dollars. He owns Sun Microsystems. He goes to a big technology meeting with over 200 CEOs of technology companies, and all they talk about is how there's going to be a singularity in the next 15 years, and that was 8 years ago. And how the majority of the elite are leaning towards, this is a public declaration, towards the orderly extermination of the mass. They're not going to just have big robotic factories making brain pods, you know, iPods that plug right into your head or right through the neural network, right through your eyes. You're not going to have that. You're not going to get that. You're not going to get life extension technologies when there's 6.5 billion, going to be 8 billion by the time they've really got that shirt up to extend life 20, 30 years longer than it is now. And if you can do that, then they know they're going to be able to reach systems that will let them live to 200, not just 130. And then if you can live to 200, well, they know they're going to have systems by then for what you'll call immortality. Now, will that still be a human? Will it still have a soul? No, they say that they're going to merge our data into whoever's allowed to live, into machines, and the elites are going to have duplicates of themselves in fleshly bodies, in computers, in space probes. People make fun of the end of Endgame, where I quote top futurists and Nobel Prize winners saying that most of the elite, when they have these meetings, are going to leave a copy of themselves here, but they want to explore, and that they're going to basically have their consciousness put into hibernation and blast off for Alpha Centauri. That's a galaxy for those that don't know. They're saying this, and whether that's possible or not, whether they're really going to do that or not, these people build giant computer companies. They're worth hundreds of billions of dollars, trillions total. They design the buildings, the architecture, the roads, how things work. They run things. You understand? They got their stuff together. They're in power, and they're arrogant, and they see you watching football games, and they see you fighting like white trash in your front yards, and they see you stupidly buying the Prozac ads and all the rest of it, and going along with their scam, and they say, you don't have a right to live because you're so stupid you bought into what we did. They claim that they have rules, and that's why they tell you what they're going to do to you. I've even been told through the grapevine and in person by elitists that, Alex, we're glad you're there. You know, we believe that the slaves need to have a chance to know what we're going to do to them. We, you know, our intellects are so much greater than you. You people are so pathetic and slovenly that, you know, we want to give you a little head start. We want to give you a little idea what we're going to do to you. And you've got these self-assured, smiley-faced, fake tough guy men who are so into their false illusion of them being tough. That they won't admit they're being enslaved to save themselves and their children and their wives and their futures. And the women are so hogtied and so destroyed psychologically by watching Madison Avenue and the ramp walkers and the heroin chic 18-year-old women that look like they're nine with skin and bone, the women see that, and they are very social creatures. We all are, but extremely intelligent, but also extremely influenceable. So we're men, but women, it's unbelievable. That gorgeous women all think they're ugly. They don't know why men don't want them, and they don't know why men like some voluptuous woman who's into herself and knows she's got it. You notice in the grassroots, men like the strong, you know, goddess image, large breasts, silky hair, you know, plump faces, strong, vibrant, you know, childbearing. I am woman, hear me roar. And so now, because the alternative media is taking over, that is becoming the proper sex symbol. But still, women can't pull themselves away. They're like, no, I'm ugly. No, I'm not good. TV says so. Meanwhile, there's genetic engineering, toxic waste being dumped everywhere. Your children are being poisoned. The government's gearing up tattletale squads and environmental squads, and they're going to have environmental checkpoints. That's being announced, and they're going to control how much food you get and ration cards. Everything I told you years ago, because it was in their own plans, now they're rolling it out. And the men are busy thumping their chest, watching football, and acting tough. I'm not saying watching football is bad, but I'm saying if that's your manliness, you got a problem. If that's all you are, and men are into being stupid and into thinking it's funny, and that's all been done socially and engineered into them. I said I'd take calls. I don't want to just rant here. The point is, folks, that stop being in love with yourselves for 5 minutes, and then you'll actually save yourselves. Stop looking in the mirror for 5 minutes, men and women. Stop trying to act trendy and wear the right clothes or have the right tattoos. I'm not bashing anybody who have tattoos. You know what I'm saying. And actually be something real during the most critical point in human history that we're now entering. The veneer of civilization is going to be burned off very fast. And you're going to see what's under it. And it isn't pretty. Okay? The bad in us is being turned loose. The id. The monsters of the id. That's what the elite global New World Order system is, the technological enslavement grid. That's what it is. It is a charnel house of sex and death and murder and blood and poison and rotten flesh. It is a orgy pit for demons. Now, get your heads screwed on, okay? Get them screwed on straight. And start caring about what really matters. And understand the TV is total psychological warfare. The news shows, at least. There's some films and shows that come out, you know, because I've seen it behind the scenes where there are good people doing it, and it barely slips through, but then it doesn't get picked up, or it doesn't get magnified or promoted and kind of fall to the wayside. But the globalists don't have total control. And let me warn everybody who works for this system, you better join humanity against this, and you better stop living in denial about what's happening. Bart in Texas, go ahead. Come ahead, Bart.
All right. Well, you know, in the times of greatest darkness, that's when an individual light can really shine. You know, I've always read stories about the little dog in New Zealand that protected the kids, or the Jewish professor at Virginia Tech that held the door while the students couldn't get out, or the Polish nurse, you know, in World War II that saved thousands of children from the Nazi death camps. And the reality is what's coming against us is very dark, and it's very scary, and 70 or 80% of the public's going to probably go along with it. But the reality is every Alex Jones, every Bart, every single truth lover and patriot, and, you know, it doesn't matter what your ideology or what your idea is even about the solutions. What matters is when the door's there and the door's being broken down, are you going to stand up against the door? Are you going to throw your weight and your will and your life and the definition of who you are against that darkness? And that's the choice that's coming for each and every one of us, no matter how prepared or unprepared we are for this thing. The reality is we have to do a gut check. We have to get right with God, put our house in order, and be ready to meet this thing and know that it's going to be chaotic and it's going to be frightening, but that this is what we've been called to. And everyone that's listening to this show right now, that's listening to my voice, that's listening to your voice, everyone needs to know that. That if we bow down to it, then we're lost. We have to cut loose when this thing comes, and we have to be ready to meet it with everything that we are.
Well, they need to bring us into a depression so they can bring in the martial law, but sell it as, oh, we're doing this for economic reasons. We're arresting people to keep the order. You know, don't worry, you'll get your pension funds back if you just turn your neighbors in. And we told people this years ago, and it's now happening. And, you know, my parents went to Germany earlier this year, and they brought me back a famous, a big poster of a famous photo of an East German soldier at the barbed wire wall that was first going up. And this little German boy is trying to get through. His parents just got through, but he got hung in the barbed wire. And the East German picks him up and let him go. And, of course, they grabbed him and killed him. The government did. But the point is, he kept his soul.
Would you like to know how you can use water as fuel and laugh at the rising price of gas? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has the information you need to learn about the newest hydrogen technology available. GasFreedom is an affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns efficiently and provides the energy your car needs. In just 10 minutes, you'll discover exactly how this is possible. This is the secret the oil companies don't want you to know. Learn how easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car and experience the most powerful hydrogen cells available. Visit gasfreedom.info and receive $59.95 off of your order by using coupon code GCN. Turn any car into a hybrid and laugh all the way to the bank. Visit gasfreedom.info or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. Call today.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
ProSpy.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home. Covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, hidden safes, and much more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with the small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Protect yourself from ID theft with our RFID blocker. The RFID tags in ID cards have been proven to be not secure. Thieves are able to read information stored on these tags to steal your identity. RFID blocker is available as a wallet or passport case. ProSpy.com also carries a wide variety of night vision cameras and scopes to see in the darkest conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras made to face any situation. Don't forget to order your personal security devices and shop for so much more. Go to ProSpy.com. ProSpy.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
Remember, we told you with absolute precision exactly what would happen years before, how it would play out. The enemy is public in its operational documents, many of which are not secret. Many people have paid with their lives to bring you this information. Many others are in prison. Many others have been financially ruined. This information did not come free. You would be well advised to listen to everything we talk about here. Your future depends on it. Bard in Texas, finish up.
Well, one other point I wanted to make is you know, you're dead on, I think, in this propaganda push that's going on. The AP articles keep pumping out saying, why don't the people trust the politicians anymore? Why can't they just see this is what we need to do? And it's because of the Great Awakening. It's because of people like Ron Paul and yourself, Paul Craig Roberts and everyone else that has begun inoculating the public with truth against this massive propaganda that's being spewed on them. And all we're going to see, you know, every time it gets worse, every time there's an escalation, more people will wake up, and that's why we just have to keep doing what we're all doing.
Absolutely, my friend. Anything else?
No, Alex, just keep up the good fight. You know, all those patriots out there, I have nothing but love for you all, and just long live the Republic.
Death to the New World Order. Appreciate the call. Let's go ahead and talk to Martin in Ohio. Martin, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, I just want to agree with you. You know, we need God's help. This is bigger than all of us. I've been watching all this week this incredible fear-mongering on network and cable TV, and it's amazing. I probably wrote three different letters to my congressman and signed at least four different petitions to stop this stupid bailout. And I thought we had the vampire nailed in its chest on Monday. But the zombies have arisen again, and they're coming back. I'm a gun owner. I can't shoot that vampire. What are we supposed to do?
Well, still the polls are showing right at 90% against the bailout, so they're going to have the Senate, because they couldn't do it in the House, pass it. But then it's still going to go to the House, and then you'll see more economic terrorism by the White House, by the Republican and Democratic Party leadership, saying, okay, if you don't pass this on Thursday, or you don't pass this on Friday, there's going to be a depression, and then the plunge protection team controlled by the Federal Reserve will not prop the market up as they've been doing, dumping hundreds of billions in a day, and it will start sliding downward. But remember, they engineered all this, and now they're like a bank robber where the cops have caught him in the bank, and he grabs the attendant, the teller, and puts a gun to her head and says, do what I say or she's going to die. It's completely transparent that they're engaged in financial terrorism, and that by terrorizing the market, they're driving it down, not just by refusing to prop it up. So, again, it isn't even the $700 billion. That's a red herring. It is the immunity. It is the new powers the Treasury gets. That is what they're after.
The problem is we have no cops in this country.
I hear you, and I appreciate your call. Oh, hey, John, I wanted to tell you, before we get Ventura on, go ahead and hook up this second ISDN, too, just as backup. I want to do that. And are you going to go ahead and call him now? Okay, good. I want to go ahead and get Ventura on now, so we have him for the full hour next hour instead of getting him on at the 8 after. And we will be going live at prisonplanet.tv in 1 minute, about 2 minutes technically, when we start the second hour. And we have a surprise guest coming up in the fourth hour today. I'll just leave it at that for you. Pretty excited about that as well, but I'm really excited about this upcoming interview with Jesse Ventura, Governor Ventura. Talk to him about the economy, 9/11. Talk to him about his new TV show pilot they're doing. And we'll talk about the bailout with him as well. Stay with us.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.